第一处在罗马书。
First is in the book of Romans.
十六章。
Chapter 16.
罗马书第十六章
Romans 16
25节
Verse 25
我想这段经文是保罗写罗马书的第二次的 Doxology 那就是一个颂赞一个赞美的一个诗
This is a hymn actually the second doxology that Paul wrote in the book of Romans
我想第一处就是在第十一章的最后这一段对不对圣赞神丰富的智慧和知识
First is in the very end of chapter 11 All the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God
我想第十六章这个二十五节是第二个 doxology
And in chapter 16 of Romans This is the second doxology
我们来念第二十五节
So we will read verse 25
唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督并照做永固隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心这奥秘如今显明了出来而且按着永生神的命令写着众先知的书指示万国的民使他们信服真道使他们信服真道不但信还要服这个真道
Verse 26 also And all this is for the obedience to the faith Not only would you believe But also obey the faith
27节
Verse
愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神直到永远阿们
Verse 27 Amen
好，我们来看以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3。
这段话同我们刚刚念的这段经文很有关系的。
The passage we will read in Ephesians 3 is related closely to what we just read in Romans 16.
我们来看第八节。
We will read verse 8.
一直到念到第十二节
2.12
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小然而他还赐我这恩典叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人由使众人明白自历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里面的那个奥秘是如何安排的第十节
Verse 10
为要协作教会为要协作教会是天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧得知神百般的智慧这里有讲到神的哪个智慧
Verse 10 speaks of God's wisdom and that's the manifold wisdom of God
我们刚刚念的罗马书第十六章最后这句话说愿荣耀因耶稣基督归给那位独一全知的神 Only wise God 独一的全知的神直到永远阿们
And in Romans 16 we just read that to God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever Amen
再一次提到为要协助教会是天上执政的掌权的现在不是将来不是在永世里面不是来世是今生在今世就在这个时间让撒旦天上的执政掌权的能够知道神百般的智慧
And in verse 10 it tells us that now not in the future in the age to come but now the Satan the principalities and powers of heaven should know the manifold wisdom of God
这是照着神从万世以前在我们主耶稣基督里面所定的旨意我们因信耶稣就在他里面方当无惧笃信不疑的来到神的面前 感谢主，我们不但来到神的面前信他，我们服他，信服真道。
We thank the Lord that not only do we come before Him, but we also obey Him. We obey the truth.
这是神的智慧能力。
And this is God's wisdom and power.
好，我们最后看启示录第十九章。
Lastly, we will read Revelation chapter 19.
但愿我们都有这样的意象，都有这样看见。
If only we all have the same vision and the same insight.
第十九章第六节。
Chapter 16, verse 6.
请你念吧。我们第六章的第六节，我们念到第九节，第六到第九。
We will read from verse 6 to 9. Chapter 19 of Revelation. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen.Clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous act of the saints. Then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God.
这是神真实的话，这是神真实的话。
These are the true sayings of God.
我们低头一点祷告。
Your head bowed, let's have a word of prayer.
父神，我们一起举目仰望作为坐在宝座上的神。
Father, we lift up our heads and look unto you who are enthroned in heaven.
愿荣耀的王现在就来到我们的中间。
May the King of Glory come into our midst right now.
荣耀的王是谁？万军的耶和华，他是荣耀的王。
Who is the King of the Glory, the Lord?God, the Lord of hosts, He is the King of the glory.
当我们的心在那里羡慕你、寻求你、渴慕你的时候
，Lord, as our hearts admire you, seek you, and long for you,
荣耀的王就来到我们的中间。
Then the King of the glory come into our midst.
与我们同在。
And be with us.
你是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
You're the Almighty who is, who was, and who is to come.
你是可称颂的、都有全能的、万王之王、万主之主。
You are the King of the Kings, the Lord of the Lords, the only Sovereign.
你是不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的真神。
Immortal, invisible, eternal, the only living God.
我们当敬拜你，当侍奉你，当敬畏你，当跟随你，当高举你。
We shall worship you, follow you, serve you, and praise you, and lift you up high.
从开始到末了，主与我们同在。
From the beginning to the end, the Lord be with us.
但愿让你儿女们的心，这个时间都转向宝座。
So that all of your children's hearts at this time turn to the throne.
什么时候我们的心转向你，我们的派子就出去了。
Because whenever our hearts turn to the throne, then to you, then our, the veil on our hearts will be taken away.
我们能够敞着脸见到你的荣耀、你的宝座、你的能力。
So that with unveiled face, we could see your power, your throne, and your strength.
让我们能够匍匐来敬拜你。
So that all.Fall prostrate to worship you.
求主与你的仆人同在，与翻译的姊妹同在。
Lord, be with your servant and with the sister who translates.
我们需要你的灵，需要你的权柄，需要你的能力，需要你的恩典，需要你的同在。
Oh Lord, we need your presence, your power, your grace, and your dominion.
主愿意垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
给你仆人一个受教的石头。
Give your servant the teachable tongue.
给你的儿女们都一个受教的耳朵。
And your children the teachable ears to hear.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
我们知道所有的泉源都在你的里面。
We know all the fountains, springs are in you.
我们开口，愿你充满。
We open our mouth wide, Lord, fill us.
听孩子的祷告，是因耶稣 基督的名。
Hear your child's prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天我们还是在交通要来的哪一位 ？The coming one.
Today we'll continue to fellowship on the coming one.
我想主的再来是整本圣经新约和旧约的重要的主题的之一。
I believe that as to the Lord's second coming is one of the important themes in both New Testament and Old Testament.
我想讲到主的再来，在先知预言里面要比他第一次来多得多。
As to the Lord's second coming, these prophecies are more in the Bible than the prophecies of his first coming.
所以我们都到圣经六十六卷书，我们从创世纪一直念到启示录到最后的第二节。
When you read the Bible, the 66 books from Genesis all the way to Revelation,
最后有这么一句话
，In the very end,
证明这事的说是了，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He who testifies of the thing says, Amen. He is coming quickly. Lord Jesus, come quickly.
我想这个复生，这个祷告是历世历代。所有爱主的圣徒，爱主的教会的祷告，教会的呼声。
I believe this is the cry, heartfelt cry of all the people who love the Lord, of all the churches throughout ages.
我想我们主的再来是我们唯一的盼望，唯一的荣耀的一个盼望。
And the Lord's coming is our only glorious hope.
我们等候这一天的来到。
And we wait for the coming of this day.
我们巴不得这一天早日的来到。
If only this day would come quickly.
不单是神的儿女，神的教会在那里等候。
Not only are God's churches and His children waiting.
我们想所有的受造之物，万有都在等候这一天荣耀的一天。
But at all creation, all created beings are waiting for this glorious day.
所有的受造之物都在那里切莫等候神的种子显现出来。
Because the earnest expectation of all the creation awaits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of man, sons of God.
什么时候神的种子显在荣耀里呢？就是主耶稣第二次再来的时候。
When will the sons of God reveal in glory? That's when the Lord comes the second time.
到那时候我们要看见万有都欢喜，都快乐，都在那里赞美，都在那里感谢，都在那里称颂这一天的来到。
On that day, we will see all the creation are joyous, are happy, and giving thanks, and giving glory to God for this coming of this glorious day.
因为他们脱离了败坏的辖制。
Because they have been delivered from the very bondage.
他们能够享受神儿女荣耀的自由。
And they could enjoy the glorious liberty of children of God.
不但是万有在那等候，就是以色列的百姓，那是选民，在地上的选民，他们也在那里等候这一天弥赛亚的来到。
Not only is the creation waiting for this day, but God's elect, the children of Israel are also waiting for the coming of this day.
虽然他们不知道，他们说钉的是十字架的这位主耶稣基督，就是要来的那一位王，要来的那位弥赛亚，要来拯救他们的这位王。
Even though they do not understand that the one they crucified is the coming Messiah, the coming Lord.
他们不知道我们的弥赛亚还有第一次还有第二次的来。
And they do not understand that Messiah's coming has both the first and second time.
他们只看见弥赛亚的来。
They only were hoping for the Messiah's coming.
他们的国将要复兴，大大的复兴，能拯救。
Their kingdom would be revived, all the people would be delivered.
我相信他们都非常熟悉旧约的创世纪的最后的49章这一段话。
I believe they're all so familiar with the passage in the end of Genesis chapter 49.
关于他们的祖先、祖宗的历史和经历。
That speaks of their ancestors' experiences and their events.
我们知道创世纪第49章是雅各临死的时候为着他的儿子的祝福，也可以说是一个预言将要成的事。
And in Genesis 49, we know that this is when Jacob was about to die to bless his children, and also they are prophecies.
我们看见雅各这样的为着犹大的祝福，犹大的那个预言非常的奇妙。
And here we could see the prophecy is so amazing when Jacob spoke of his son.
我想以色列的今天以色列百姓就根据这一节圣经就知道弥赛亚要来。
And all the Israelites today, based upon this verse, know that the Messiah is coming.
我们知道在这一节四十九章第十节那里讲到，归必不离开犹大，杖不离开，必不离开他两。脚之间，只等到西罗、夏罗来到，万民都要归顺他。
And here Genesis 49:10 reads, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of all his people."
这位平安的王，是平安的主，弥赛亚将要来到，万民万国都要顺服他。
The Prince of Peace who gives peace, the very Lord will come and all the people will obey him.
但以利第七章讲得非常的清楚，他来要使万国国国民国族都要来侍奉他。
And Daniel 7, we read it so clearly that all the tribes, all the people, nation, all languages will come to serve him.
他的国永不败坏，他的权柄存到永远。
His kingdom shall not pass away, and his kingdom is eternal, and his dominion is everlasting.
弟兄姊妹，我们念这段圣经，我们感谢神，我们看见这个预言的奇妙。犹大支派的狮子，他是犹大支派的那个狮子。
Brothers and sisters, as we read the prophecies, we really give thanks to God because He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
他是母狮，他是公狮，他是小狮。
He is a lion, lioness, and he is also the whelp, the cub.
我想我们今天没有时间去解释这段经文。
Today we do not have time to expound on this passage.
所以你就看到就是以色列的百姓，地上的选民，他们都在等候那个夏龙，夏龙能够来到。
So you see all the Israelites on earth are waiting for that Shiloh, the Prince of Peace, to come.
他们才能够真正的得到平安。
So that they could have true peace.
弟兄姊妹，为什么主不来
？Brothers and sisters, why does the Lord not come?
为什么主到今天还不来
？Why does the Lord still tarry?
我上次已经讲到了。
And last time I mentioned it.
第一个原因，因为恶贯还没有满盈。
The first is because the wickedness hasn't reached its full measure yet.
启示录第十四章讲到那个葡萄还没有熟透。
And in Revelation chapter 14, we read that the grapes are not fully ripe.
什么时候葡萄一熟透，就要把它砍下来，丢在神大怒的愤怒的酒榨中。
Whenever the grapes are fully ripe, they will be thrown into the vat of the fierceness of God's wrath.
这就是神的愤怒，羔羊的愤怒，神的审判要临到这个世界。
This is the wrath of God of the Lamb and the judgment of the Lamb that will come upon the earth.
当恶贯满盈的时候。
When the wickedness has reached its fullness.
我想现在神还在那忍耐，神还在那里宽恕，神还有怜悯在那里等候。
Now God is still tolerating, still forbear, and still waiting.
不但如此，
Not only so.
更重要的教会还没有预备好。
More importantly, it is because the church is not made ready yet.
新耶路撒冷城的那个材料还没有齐。
The materials for the New Jerusalem are not made ready yet.
今天那个建造新耶路撒冷的材料虽然有了，但是这些材料还不够标准，还不够水平。
Even though the materials for the New Jerusalem are there, but these materials are not up to the standard, are not up to God, power of God's heart.
还有很多的玷污，很多的瑕疵，很多的污秽，需要洁净。
So much of the defilement, filthiness, and all the shortcomings, all those need to be cleansed.
这些材料需要对付，需要破碎，需要毁坏。
They,
需要建造，需要成全。
They need to be dealt with. They need to be destroyed, to pluck up, to be built up, to be perfected.
需要改变，需要更新。
To be changed, to be transformed.
我们知道在物质的世界，我们看见一个建造者和他的材料是完全 分开的。
We know in this physical world, a builder and its materials are totally separate.
但是在属灵的世界里面，建造者和材料是分不开的。
However, in the spiritual world, the builder and the materials are inseparable.
我们都是建造者。
We're all builders.
我们都是建造教会的。
Because we all build up the church.
是的，主耶稣说，我要把教会建造在这个磐石上面，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Yes, the Lord Jesus says, I will build my kingdom on this rock, and the powers of Hades cannot prevail.
是不错，教会的根基，那个宝贝的房角石，是主耶稣基督设立的。
Yes, the foundation of the church, the cornerstone is set up by the Lord.
但是实际来建造教会的，乃是所有蒙恩的圣徒。
But actually, it is all the saints who are saved by grace, who come to build up the church.
连这些使徒们，这些工人们，也不过是建造、间接的来成全圣徒的，直接建造的是每一个所生的儿女。
Even the apostles who build up the church indirectly, but those who directly build up the church are every single believers.
所以我们都是建造者。
Therefore, we are all builders.
我们也都是建造教会的材料。
At the same time, we are the materials to use to build the church.
我们今天看见材料还不够，材料还不够标准，还不能建造。
Today we see the materials are not quite enough and they are not up to the standard yet, not ready to be built.
我们今天看看教会的光景，荒凉的光景，败落的光景，软弱的光景，失败的光景。
Let's consider today's churches as a corrupt, failed, and desolate condition.
并且是每况愈下。
And the condition goes simply from bad to worse.
我们的主怎么能够来?
How could our Lord come?
新妇还没有完全装饰整齐。
Because the bride has not made herself ready, not fully adorned yet.
我曾听见过这个，有一次，那个好几十年前的，尼托森到英国。见到了 Spark 弟兄，我们都知道 Spark 弟兄。
I heard of this that decades of years ago when Brother Spark came to Brother Nee went to England and he met Brother Spark.
然后 Spark 就问尼托森一个问题。
Therefore, Brother Spark asked Brother Nee this question.
他说：“你弟兄啊
，Brother Nee，
圣经里面哪一段圣经是最难实现的？”
In the whole Bible, which one is the passage is most difficult to be fulfilled?
尼托森想了一想。
Brother Nee thought of this.
他就讲了一节圣经。
And he mentioned one verse.
以弗所第五章第十三节。
That's Ephesians 5:13.
我们知道十二节是讲到成全圣徒，各尽职责，建立基督的身体。
It's Ephesians 4:13, because in 4:12 it speaks of the equipping of all the saints for the ministering, and so all the saints will be built up.
十三节是讲到。
And verse 13 says,
等到众人在真道上同归于一，得以认识神的儿子，得以认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有长成基督。长成的生量，所以尼特松回答说，这一节圣经是整本圣经中最难做到的，就是在真道上同归于一。
And then verse 13 continues, until we all come to the unity of the faith, to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the fullness of the stature of the fullness of Christ, and to come to the unity of the faith, Brother Nee felt this is the most difficult to be brought to pass.
又有一次，我们的江弟兄，这个遇见尼托森，尼托森问江弟兄说
，And
圣经里哪一节圣经是最难实现的？
And then at one time, our brother Stephen Kong met Brother Nee, and Brother Nee asked him the same question. Which passage in the Bible is the most difficult one to be fulfilled?
江修道就回答了。
And then Brother Kong said,
他说是以弗所，也是以弗所第五章第二十五节。
That's Ephesians 5:25.
我们都知道这段经文。
And we all know this passage.
这段经文是讲到做丈夫的怎样应当爱自己的妻子，就如同基督爱教会，为教会舍己，用水洗着道，把教会洗净，成为圣洁，献给自己，做一个荣耀的教会，没有玷污，没有旧类之病，圣洁，没有瑕疵。他说这一段是最难实现的。
And then Ephesians 5:25 speaks of how husbands should love wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. And then he might sanctify, cleanse her with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having any spot, wrinkle or any such thing, that she should be holy and without blemish.
弟兄姊妹，这是对的。
Brothers and sisters, this is right.
这两节圣经是最难实现的。
Because these two passages are the most ones to be fulfilled.
一个是教会的合一。
One is the unity of the church.
这是大祭司的一个祷告。
And this is a high a priest's prayer.
你给我的荣耀，我已经给了他们，愿他们合而为一，正像你和我合而为一样。这是一个荣耀。今天教会没有这样一个荣耀。
Jesus prayed that the glory you have given to me, may you make us one, so that they will become one. And none of the churches today has this kind of glory.
越到末世，我们看见教会越是的分，越是的分裂。我们看见支离破碎。今天的教会
，The more we come to the end time, the more we see how the churches are fragmented, are totally divided.
不错的、
yes.
教会要圣洁，没有玷污，没有旧类之病，毫无瑕疵。今天的教会你看一看，越来越世俗化，越来越不圣洁。
The church should have no wrinkle, spot or any such thing to be holy, but as you look at today's churches, they are more and more unholy.
世界进的教会，世界
从
教会已经分不清了。
The world has come into the church, so the church and the world are now inseparable.
我为什么刚刚念诗篇第二十四篇？
Why did I just read Psalm 24?
众臣们啊，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户啊，你们要被举起来，荣耀的王将要进来了。
Oh, lift up your head, you gates, be lifted up, you're the everlasting door, the king of glory is coming in.
我们知道这节圣经的背景。
We know the background of this song.
我想是大卫写的。
I believe it's written by David.
大卫要把约柜带到西安。
At the time, David was about to bring the Ark of Covenant to Zion.
所以这诗篇就是说，西安啊，你们把门打开，你们的王要来了。这个约柜就是代表着基督。今天来讲，教会就是基督，就是教会的头。
So this song is saying to Zion, the king.Of glory is coming. Open wide your door. And this Ark of the Covenant represents Jesus Christ.
当他来坐在宝座上，掌权作王。
He will be enthroned and he will reign and rule.
西安是代表神的宝座。
And
Zion, 神的主权。
Zion that represents God's throne and his sovereignty.
让基督，让这个约柜进到教会里面来，把门打开，让他进来。
That Ark of Covenant come in, that the church be opened, so he would come.
但是今天看看今天的光景。
But take a look at today's conditions of the churches.
教会的门没有向我们的主打开，今天的门是向着世界打开方便之门呐。
The church's doors are open to the world. The convenient door is wide open to the world, not to the Christ.
老底嘉教会是今天牧师的一个写照。
And the church at Laodicea is just this very snapshot of today's churches.
主耶稣基督在外面叩门，开门。
The Lord Jesus is knocking at the door, open the door.
你听见我声音的，开门的，我就进到他那里，他与我，我与他一同的坐席。
He who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him, I will dine with him and he with me.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，看见今天的教会，那位元首竟然关在门外。
Brothers and sisters, look at these churches. The very head is now shut outside the door.
向主门是关闭的，向着世界却是门打开的。
To the Lord, the door is shut. Instead, to the world, the door is wide open.
老底家教会是一个民主的教会，民权的教会，民主的教会。
The Laodicean Church is a democratic church, ruled and determined by man.
教会应当是让神治、神主、神权。
However, church should be governed, ruled, controlled by God.
让他在万事上能够居首位。
So that he would have the preeminence in all things.
但是今天的教会不是。
However, it is not so today's church.
这是今天教会的光景，普遍的光景。
And today's churches are so prevalent in this kind of condition.
我们看见这个情况是每况愈下。
And we see that the very condition of the church simply goes from bad to worse.
我们的主怎么能够来？
Then how could our Lord come?
所以有些人讲一些消极的、悲观的话，说教会是不可能合一的，在地上，教会是不可能完全圣洁的，在这个地上，就是现在。
So some people seeing this would say some very pessimistic words, saying there is no way for a church to come into unity. As far as today's church is concerned, there is no way.
除非有一天教会被提了，在空中，在天上才能够合一，在天上才能够完全的圣洁，在地上是不可能的。
They say it happens only when the church is raptured in heaven, then there will be unity and holiness.
弟兄姊妹，这是撒旦的声音。
Brother and sister, this is Satan's voice.
是的，这是件难事。
Yes, this is a difficult thing.
但不是不可能的事。
However, it's not impossible.
我们感谢神，今天你去看看全世界、全球各处地方都有那些心向着主的那些教会。
In the whole world, as you see, every place there are people whose hearts are toward the Lord.
虽然是不完全。
Even though those hearts are incomplete.
但是他们摸到神的心意。
However, they touch upon the heart of God.
知道神有许多的计划，但是计划的中心就是教会。
They know that God has so many purposes, but the very center is the church.
神有许多的工作，但工作的中心就是教会。
God has so many works, but the very center of them is the church.
神有许多的旨意，但是旨意的中心就是教会。
God has so many wills, but the very center of them is the church.
神有许多的启示，许多的意象，但是意象启示的中心就是教会。
God has so many visions and revelations, but among all those, the very center is the church.
在神的心意中间，除了教会基督以外，就是教会。
In God's heart, apart the church in Christ, then still it is the church.
今天有不少弟兄姊妹，虽然不是多数的，但是有那么一批的弟兄姊妹，教会他们摸到神的那个心。
Today, among all the brothers and sisters, although not too many, but they do touch the very heart of God.
他们虽然不完全，他们向着完全。
Even though they are so incomplete yet, but they are marching toward completion.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要听撒旦的那个话。
So brothers and sisters, let's not hear the voice of Satan.
这是不可能的，在地上是不可能，只有在天上。
Saying this is impossible, this kind of unity and holiness only happen in heaven.
是难的，但是不是不可能的。
So it is very difficult, but it's not impossible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们好好地祷告。
Brothers and sisters, let's pray earnestly.
我再说，我们要像尼希米那一个心，听见耶路撒冷遭大难，看见城门被焚烧，城墙被拆毁，他哀哭，他难过，他祷告，他进食，这是今天我们需要的一个态度。
Today, our act should be just like that of Nehemiah when he heard of the afflictions of Jerusalem. The city was burned, the wall were torn down. Then he wept, he fasted and he prayed.
我们要讲以赛亚那一个心志，六十二章，以赛亚第六十二章。
We should also have the same mind as in Isaiah 62.
你们要在耶路撒冷设立守望的。
Set up the watchmen on the walls in Jerusalem.
你们这些守望的人要昼夜的，不要静默，不要静默。
Do not hold your peace day and night.
你们赴约耶和华。不要歇息的，让他也不歇息。
He who mentions the Lord, do not rest and do not give rest to him.
继续的祷告，继续的祷告，继续的呼吁，
continue to pray, continue to make supplication, do not lose heart.
却跟到耶路撒冷在被建造，在地上成为一个可赞美的。
Until Jerusalem is established and become a praise in the earth.
让教会在地上这个彰显神的智慧，彰显神的荣耀，彰显神的能力。
So the church on earth could make it known all of God's wisdom, power, and glory.
我再说不是将来的，是现在。
And let me say it again, it's not until the future, but it is now.
亲爱的弟兄，我们知道以弗所第一章讲什么？第一章讲能力。
Beloved, what does Ephesians 1 speak of? It speaks of power.
以弗所第二章讲什么？讲恩典。
What about chapter 2? It speaks of grace.
第三章讲什么？讲神的智慧。
What does chapter 3 speak of?God's wisdom.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们对照圣经，对照教会的要求，我们今天应当觉得是可羞耻的，是羞耻的，是今天教会落在这种光景的里面，是不正常的，是不应该的。
Brothers and sisters, measured against the biblical words, then we all should be ashamed because this is abnormal. Abnormal shouldn't be like this.
神对着教会有何等的一种盼望，有何等一种荣耀的一种盼望，神对着教会，把教会放在一个何等珍贵荣耀的一个地位上。
What a glorious hope that God has toward all the churches, that He has placed us in such a glorious position.
要是一座教会，叫天上执政的、掌权的，得自身百般的智慧。
So that by church, that God's manifold wisdom will be made to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
那里的天上执政掌权的是指着谁？
Who are the principalities and powers in the heavenly places?
很清楚的，不但是指着那一个光明的天使，也指着那些堕落的、反对的、背叛神的那些天使。
Clearly,
比如说第六章的那一段话。
Clearly, not only are they the bright angels, but also those corrupt, rebellious angels in Ephesians 6.
以弗所第六章那里讲到了这段话，我们不是通所学习的征战，我们是通那一些执政的、掌权的、管辖的冤案世界的，在天上的那一些所灵气的那些恶魔。
In Ephesians 6:12, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
就是要叫他们这些鬼能够看见神的百般的智慧，从各个角度、各个方面、各个层次，让他们看见神的智慧、能力和恩典。
So demons could.See from different perspectives, from different levels, all of God's wisdom, power, and glory.
让他们从哪里看见？
From where would they see this?
就是我们刚刚念的罗马书第十六章。
And that's what we just read in Romans 16.
唯有神能够坚固你们，你们的信。
God could establish your faith.
协助我所传的福音。和所讲的耶稣基督并永固隐藏不言的那个奥秘。
Through my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, and also through the revelation which is kept secret since the world began.
弟兄姊妹，什么奥秘？
Brothers and sisters, what is this mystery?
什么奥秘？
What mystery?
前面保罗讲到他是福音的执事。
And before this, Paul speaks of himself as.A priest of this gospel of God.
我们刚念以弗所第三章，保罗讲我是使徒中间最小的还要小，神竟然把那个测不透的丰富，在基督耶稣里的丰富，让我能够传给外邦人。
And in Ephesians 3, we just read that Paul said that he is less than the least of all the saints, but this grace was given to him to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
要我们众人能够知道这个奥秘，就是在万古之前创造神里面的那个奥秘，要我们明白。
So we all will understand the administration of this mystery, which is for ages hidden in God, so that we can come to know it.
就是让教会知道天上这增强人能够知道神的奥秘。
That is, that the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places will able to know the manifold wisdom of God through the church.
这个奥秘就是福音的奥秘。
And this mystery is a mystery of the gospel.
借着我所传的福音。
Through my gospel that I preach.
我所讲的耶稣基督。
And the preaching of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，保罗是不是他传了另外一种福音？
Beloved, did Paul ever preach another gospel?
他说，照着我所传的福音。
According to my gospel.
他的福音同儒家福音，儒家的福音，马可的福音，约翰的福音有什么两样？
Is there any difference between Paul's gospel from that of Mark, Luke, or Matthew?
我们知道只有一个福音。
We know there is only one gospel.
但是福音里面有它的奥秘。
However, in this gospel, there is this mystery.
这是保罗所传的。
And this is the mystery that Paul is what.
这个奥秘不单是基督为我们钉十字架，我们看见基督和教会，这是个奥秘。
In this mystery, not only is our Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, but also in it we see the church and the Christ.
今天多少神的儿女，这知道福音的奥秘，就是基督为我们钉十字架，让我们出死入生，出黑暗入光明。
So many of God's children know today only that Jesus died on the cross for me, and then I entered into the light from the darkness into life from death.
我们称义得到生命了。
We are justified and we receive life.
我们将来永远不再受刑罚了。
And forever we'll never be punished again.
我们与神和好了。
And we are now reconciled to God.
不错，这是福音的奥秘。
Indeed, this is the mystery of the gospel.
但是保罗讲的福音的奥秘还有另一方面，叫做教会，教会。
However, there is another aspect to the mystery of the gospel, that is the church again, the church.
借助教会叫天上执政掌权的，这是神百般的智慧。
It is through the church that the principalities and the powers in heavenly places will come to know the manifold wisdom of Christ, of God.
所以你去看罗马书第十六章五次提到教会。
So in Romans 16, five times the church is mentioned.
国教会、宗教会、全教会、家里的教会、教会，看见吧？五次，一次提到，两次、三次，一次的提那个教会、教会、教会，这就是福音的奥秘，就是保罗所传的福音所讲的耶稣基督。
Five times he mentioned the churches every place, churches at homes, and this is the mystery of the gospel of Paul is talking about that is the church and the Christ.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你看看罗马书从第一章一直写到第十六章。
Romans starting from chapter 1 all the way to 16.
你看看罗马书第一章第三章讲些什么？
Considering what Paul is talking about in 1 to 3.
讲到罪。
He speaks of sin.
没有一个义人，连一个都没有，没有寻求的都变为无用，没有一个行善的，连一个都没有，都是罪人，犹太人、外邦人，都是罪人。
There is none righteous, not even one. They all have turned aside. They do not seek God. They do not do good. There is no righteous, no, not even one.
你们，你看看
Jews and the Gentiles.
你看看人有何等的败坏，充满着不义，充满着邪恶，充满着污秽，充满着嫉妒，充满着淫乱，充满着背后说人的，违背父母的，不怜悯人的。
So you see how men are filled with all the unrighteousness, filled with strife, envy, and all the wickedness that men are backbiters, whisperers, and disobedient to parents, unloving, unforgiving, untrustworthy, and unmerciful.
哎呀，你看看他们是这样，随从自己的情欲，随从自己的私欲，随从自己的肉体，随从世界，随从撒旦。
Therefore, they follow their own lust, their flesh, the world, and Satan. They simply die in the world.
他们是可恨的，是彼此相恨的。
They are hateful and they hate one another.
哎呀，这是人的光景。
And this is the man's condition.
人不但是与神是为仇的、为敌的。
Not only is man against God,
是背逆神的。
Rebellious.
人也是与人之间彼此不能和睦的。
And also among men, men could not be at peace.
哎呀，犹太人和希利尼人和外邦人不能相处在一起。
So Jews and the Gentiles and the Greeks, they could not get along.
哎呀，他们活着就是为着自己。
And they live for their own self.
他们贪心自私。
They are greedy, they are so self-centered.
这是罗马书第一章第三章看见人的那个光景。
And this is
丑陋的光景。
This is the ugly state of man in Romans 1-3.
人是没有办法改变的。
Man can never change himself.
人就好像豹一样的，豹不能改变他的斑点，黑人古斯人不能改变他的皮肤一样的。
Just like a leopard cannot change its spots, and the Ethiopian cannot change its, the skin of his color.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
罗马书一直写到第十五章、十六章，你看看。
Romans continues on to 15 and 16. Consider this now.
你就看见神的智慧。
Then you will see the wisdom of God right here.
你就看见福音的大能。
You see the great power of the gospel.
你看第十五章，保罗说：“我做了外邦人的使徒，我要把外邦人当作祭物一样的献给神，直到圣灵使他们。”成为圣洁，可以献给神做可悦纳的祭物。
And in 15, Paul says that I am a minister for the Gentiles and ministering as a priest for the offering of the Gentiles.
神就是要保罗去传福音，做外邦人的使徒。
God wanted Paul to preach the gospel to be the apostle for the Gentiles.
他是一个法利赛人中间的一个法利赛。
He is a Pharisee of the Pharisees.
是一个最自以为意的一个人。
He is the most self-righteous person.
他是最恨外邦人的一个人。
And he's one who hated the Gentiles most.
最抵挡外邦人的一个人。
He's the one who opposed against the Gentiles most.
现在他竟然有这样的爱心，为着外邦的教会，愿意把自己的性命都摆上。
Now he has such love for the Gentiles' life. He was willing to risk his own.
弟兄姊妹，你没看见神的智慧
？Brother and sister, do you see God's wisdom here?
你没有看见神福音的大能
？Do you see the power of the gospel?
保罗都有这样的改变
，and the reason Paul could have such transformation.
哎呀，你看看初期的教会，他们为着主而活，为着主而死。
Look at the early churches. They live for the Lord and die for Him.
他们活着是为着主，死也是为着主。
While they're alive, they live for the Lord. When they die, they die for the Lord.
这样一般自己的人竟然能够按照主把自己没有保留的献给了这位主。
Who were originally so selfish, but now they consecrated themselves to the Lord without any reserve.
听从人不听从神是应当的嘛？你们自己去质量吧。他们在官长的面前，你看见他们的勇敢。
And you see their courageousness when they stood before all the officers saying, hearing God or hearing man and not hearing man and not hearing God. Is this right? Judge yourself.
顺服神不顺服人那顺服人这是应当的。
Obeying God, not obeying man. This is what it should be.
弟兄姊妹，你们看见他们的改变
？Brother and sister, do you see their change?
这不是神的智慧吗
？Isn't this God's wisdom?
你看看罗马书第十六章讲到那个腓比，讲到那一个Priscilla 和这个亚居拉，看看他们为着保罗的缘故，把自己的性命都愿意把景象都处置地外，这是什么样的爱？
Think of in Romans 16, Phoebe, Aquila, Priscilla, for Paul's sake, they were willing to cast their life on the line, risking their necks for his life.
弟兄姊妹,
What kind of love is this?
这种爱真是神的爱。
Truly, this is the agape love.
人为朋友守命，人的爱心没有比这个更大的了。
Because greater love has no one than this when a person gives his life for his friend.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会。
Brothers and sisters, this is the church.
这是应当一个正常的教会在神的面前。
This is the normal church before God.
这样的一个教会能够彰显着神的智慧。
Only a church like this could reveal God's wisdom.
过去是这样的一般人，现在成了这样的一般人。
They were used to be like this kind of people, but now, what kind of people they have become?
他们是这样的彼此相恨的人，今天他们能够这样的合一，这样的和睦，这样的相爱。
They used to hate each other, but now they're so in unity, they love one another. And
把中间的那个厚的墙都拆掉了。
And they abolished the middle thick wall in between.
我想起旧约的那个约拿，那个最大这个大先知约拿，神要叫他往尼尼微去传，他就是不去，甚至宁愿违背神的命令。神要叫他往东，他就往西，为什么？他不愿意，他看见这些外邦人是该死的。
Then I think of Jonah, the great prophet in Old Testament. He was rebellious when God told him to go to the east. Then he went westward because he wasn't willing to obey God.
甚至于他连一棵蓖麻树都比那些在尼尼微几十万的人都还要宝贝，他还怜悯。
He believed that even that a plant was much more precious than the hundreds of thousands of people in Nineveh, and he cherishes more.
他怜悯这棵树还比怜悯人来得更。
He had more pity on that plant than the pity toward the man.
因为他是犹太人。
Because he was a Jew.
他们是外邦人。
They were Gentiles.
彼此相恨的。
So they hated one another.
哎呀，你看现在有多大的改变。
And see what a great change this is now.
第十五章你就看到雅盖亚和马其顿教会一听见耶路撒冷教会这些圣徒们的需要，他们就甘心乐意的捐助，帮助这些外邦的教耶路撒冷犹太的教会。
In Romans 15, when the people at Macedonia and Achaia heard of the afflictions of the saints in Jerusalem, then they willingly, freely wanted to help them and make donations.
弟兄姊妹，这里我就想到今天很多人问这个问题，甚至于连信徒他们都会问这个问题。
Brothers and sisters, now I remember so many brothers and sisters, many people ask this kind of question, even the believers.
为什么魔鬼今天神还让他存留在这个世界？
Why did God still allow devil to remain on earth?
这次我们传福音，有一位传道人来了，到后来他有问题解答，就一个弟兄问这个问题，结果他没有好好的回答，到这是个奥秘。他说这是个奥秘。
We just had a gospel outreach, and at the end of the meeting, this is the section for questions and answers, and one of the brothers asked this question. However, the speaker did not answer it quite correctly, and he said this is a mystery.
弟兄，为什么神让撒旦存在？
Brothers and sisters, why does God allow that Satan to abide on earth?
既然撒旦来就是杀害来毁坏来偷盗的，搞得天上大乱，这样撒旦为什么神不把他早一点丢在地狱里，除灭他就好了嘛？天下就太平了嘛？
Since Satan came to steal, to kill, to make a mess of everything, why doesn't God just throw him into the lake of fire and everything will be fine? There will be great peace on earth.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神的智慧。
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly where God's wisdom comes in.
神好像需要这样一个仇敌。
As though God does need this kind of enemy.
他需要仇敌制造很多的麻烦，很多的问题，很多的难处。
As though God needs this enemy to cause all the troubles, issues, and problems.
神需要好像是。
As though God needs this enemy.
神不需要早把他丢在火湖里。
If God does not need him, all long ago, he would have thrown him into lake of fire.
为什么？
Why?
显出神的智慧。
In order to reveal God's wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，在一个非常平顺的一个环境的里面，显不出一个人的智慧和能力。只有在很多的难处、很多的问题、很多的难处的问题中间，就显出一个人的智慧和能力，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, do you not see that if everything goes smoothly, then a person's wisdom or power cannot be shown only in the circumstances of difficulties and issues and problems that a man's wisdom and power could be made known?
你看所罗门，他是一个最智慧的王。
Think of Solomon, he's the wisest king.
弟兄姊妹，所罗门在哪一件事上显出他的智慧？
Brothers and sisters, in which of the matters that Solomon showed most of his wisdom?
我们都知道。
We all know this.
就是有两个妇女。
That's what.
大家都刚刚生了一个小孩，大约睡在一个床上，结果早上起来一看，一个小孩被压死了。
In such a situation where two women just gave birth to babies, they all slept in one bed. In the morning, one of the children died, being crushed.
到底这个死的小孩是哪一个母亲呢？大家都说活的这个小孩是我的。
So, to which one does this dead baby belong? And both of them said, this living baby is mine.
结果他们就告到所罗门的面前，让所罗门来判决。
So they went to Solomon, asked him to pass the judgment.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个难题啊。
Brother and sister, this is truly a dilemma.
不像今天很容易了，叫 DNA 查一查就知道这个小孩是谁的，对，马上就解决了。
Because it's not like today, we could use DNA to examine to see whose baby is this woman.
那时候没有这样的一个化验。
And in those days, they did not have this advancement.
我想这个故事我就不详细去解释，我们知道后来还非常的圆满的。
I will not go into the details of the story, but we all know the final end is being fully executed.
这样一个难题中间显出了所罗门的智慧。
And it is right in this such a dilemma that Solomon's wisdom was made clear.
我想我们的神更是这样。
And it's even so with our God, I believe.
他要使出这样的一个教会，
it is
true. 显出他的智慧来。
It is through the church like this God wants to make known His wisdom.
这样的一般人，怎样的会改变成为这样的一般人？
That how people who used to be like this now have been changed to people today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是今天教会在地上要彰显神的荣耀。神就是要在撒旦的那个范围之内，在撒旦那一个领域里面。在撒旦那个持续的那个世界的里面，有这样一个团体，有这样一个教会，来显出他的智慧、能力和他的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, the church is the wisdom of God because God wants to show His wisdom, His power and His grace in the spheres of Satan through the church.
这是撒旦掌握的世界。
Because today's world is under the control of Satan.
是他管辖的一个世界。
Because it's under today's world is under his dominion.
但是在这个世界里面，你看见到处都有神的教会。
However, it's just in this kind of world that we see churches everywhere that belong to God.
谁做教会，让撒旦蒙羞羞愧。
So that through the church, Satan would be put to shame, to be disgraced.
让神得着荣耀。
So that God would be glorified.
神得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
So that God would be glorified to all generations, forever and ever.
但荣耀因耶稣基督归给独一的真神，直到永远。
To God be the glory through Jesus Christ, the only wise God.
让神在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
So God will be glorified in the church, in Jesus Christ, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会应当有的那个彰显。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the kind of manifestation the church should dispose.
但是今天的教会怎么样的光景？
But think of today's churches.
弟兄姊妹不要灰心。
But still, we
don't have to. 神所定规的，神所喜悦的是必定要成就的。
Because God says, "My counsel shall stand; I will do all my good pleasure."
以赛亚第四十六章讲得非常的清楚。
Isaiah 46 says it so clearly.
以赛亚说：“你们要追想古时之事。”
Remember the things of old.
我是神。
I am God.
除以外没有神。
There is none apart from me.
你们又能够与我相比的？
There is none who can be equal to me.
我起初就说明了未成的事，幕后的事。
Declaring the end from the beginning.
古时我就指明了未成的事。
From ancient times, the things that are yet done.
我的谋算必定成立。
My counsel shall stand.
我所喜悦的事必定成就。
I will do my good pleasure.
我的口已经讲出来了。
My mouth has spoken it.
必定成就。
And it will be brought to pass.
我已经谋定了，这个事必定成全。
I have purposed that I will do.
他是神。
He is God.
感谢神。
We thank God.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
在你我有难处，在他没有难成的事。
In you and me, there are many problems, but nothing is impossible with Him.
到事情成就的时候，撒旦就要丢在无底坑里面。
When everything is fulfilled at that time, Satan will be thrown into the bottomless pit.
但愿我们在荒岛上，像约翰一样的看见那个荣耀的异象。
If only we were all be like John in the desolate island, and we could see this glorious vision.
听见打雷的声音，群众的声音，众水的声音，说哈利路亚。 主我们的全能者作王了，你们一旦欢喜快乐，把荣耀都归给他，羔羊婚娶的时候到了，幸福自己也预备好了，蒙恩的穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
Just like John, hearing the voice of many people, the voice of many waters, the voice of this great thundering, and saying, our Lord, the Lord our God, omnipotent reigns, and we should be joyful and be glad and give him the glory, because the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready.
都成了。
Everything is done.
感谢神，
we thank God.
让我们有这个信心，让我们有这个信心继续的向着这个标杆子跑。
Let us all have the same faith marching toward the goal.
我们感谢神，神的怜悯为什么他还不来？
Oh, we thank God. God is merciful. Why is he still tarrying?
Family Radio Carol Camping 讲到主的再来什么时候啊？还有三十四天。
Jerry Camping of the Family Radio speaks of the Lord's second coming, and according to him, there's your 33 days.
还有三十四天就要来了。
34 days.
你相信不相信？
Do you believe it?
我前几天还听 Family Radio, 他还是那样的有把握，那样的肯定。5月21号。
Just a few days ago, I listened to the radio. He was as confident as assured. Yes, May 21st.
要大的地震。
There will be a great earthquake.
开始死人，一直死到十月份，每一天都死人。
And from then on, every day people would die.
5月20号教会要 rapture.
And then the church will be raptured.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，放心，不会，还没有这么快来。
Brothers and sisters, rest assured, the Lord's coming isn't this soon yet.
弟兄姊妹，神还有怜悯。
Because God still has compassion.
他不但是怜悯世上的人，他今天也怜悯神的自己的教会。
Not only is he compassionate toward the people on earth, but also he has compassion on people at the church.
让我们能够预备。
Let all be prepared.
让我们能够迎接主的再来。
To meet the Lord's second coming.
还有时间。
We still have time.
保罗在以弗所第五章说，你们不要做糊涂人，要做、不是要不要做愚昧人，要做智慧的人，你们要爱惜光阴，现今的时代，抓住今天的机会，抓住今天的光阴。
Paul in Ephesians 5 that telling us that do not be fools but as wise redeem the time for the days are wicked, make the most of today's time, make the most of today's glory.
我们相信主不会就是在三十四天以后就来，他还有一段时间，这一段时间是神的怜悯，让我们来预备，让我们做一个忠心的管家。
Even though the Lord does come in 34 days, but still we have this time, so that also all be prepared and be faithful servants.
我在说属灵的世界，那个建造的铜，那个材料是分不开的。
Let me say it again, in the spiritual sphere that of the one who builds and the material, they cannot be separated.
我们一起起来，同心合意来建造。
Let's all rise up and have one mind to build up the church.
正如你心里勉励神的百姓，起来吧，让我们来建造，奋勇起来建造。我们是天地主的仆人，天地神的仆人。
Just as Nehemiah admonished his people, rise up that take courage to build, because we are the servants of the God of heavens and earth.
让我们在这件事上有权、有份、有纪念。每一个神的儿女都有权、都有份、都有纪念，做个忠心的管家。
Every child of God in this matter has the part, has the right.And to build God, to become faithful ministers of God.
我们不但是个建造者，我们也是那个建造的材料。
So not only are we the builders of the church, but we are also the very materials of the church.
我们都能够自己脱离卑贱的事，成为贵重的器皿，圣洁合乎主用，来建造新耶路撒冷城。
Let's all depart from the base things, but be sanctified to become vessels useful for him to build the holy new Jerusalem.
你看看启示录二十一章那个新耶路撒冷城。
Read Revelation 21, the new Jerusalem.
就好像一个大的金山 金的山。
It's like a great golden mountain.
就好像一颗极大的一颗名贵的宝石。
Like a giant of precious stone.
就像一颗明亮透明的珍珠。
Like a bright and transparent pearl.
弟兄姊妹，这就是新耶路撒冷，就是你。就是我
Brother and sister, this is the New Jerusalem, and this is you and me.
我们是建造新耶路撒冷的
We are those who build the New Jerusalem.
我们也是新耶路撒冷的那一块材料
As well as the very materials to build the New Jerusalem.
求主给我们这个智慧的心，能够抓住今天的机会
May the Lord grant us this heart of wisdom to really.Lay hold of this today time.
我想时间真的是不多了。
I believe the time is so short now.
现今时代何等的邪恶，
how,
很容易就把我们的时间浪费掉了。
How wicked is today's time that is so easily to waste away our time.
让我们随着教会，叫天上执政掌权的，得自身百般的智慧。
That also, that all become the church, that through us, the principalities of the powers in heavenly place would know the manifold of wisdom of God.
唯有神的大能，神的能力，能够坚固我们的心。
Only through God's great power and strength could He strengthen our heart.
这就是并且就是写作永生神的命令和众先知的书吩咐。万民都要顺服正道。
And this is according to the commandment of the everlasting God by the prophetic scriptures to make known the mystery so that all will come to the obedience of the faith.
让我们这些悖逆的百姓能够成为顺命的儿女，不但是信，我们能够完全、绝对的、无条件的顺服我们这位万王之王。
So that we would become obedient, not only do we believe in Him, but we also will follow His dominion, His power, His authority with abandon, absolutely obey Him.
这等到有一天神所安排的，叫天上、地下，所有的一切都在基督里面，同归于一。我们等候这一天。
Until the very time when the fullness of the times has come that he will gather together in one, even in Christ Jesus, both those things in heaven and those things on earth, we wait for this very day.
但愿荣耀因着主耶稣基督归给这位独一全知的神直到永永远远。Amen.
To him be the glory through Jesus Christ, to the only sovereign God, the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, forever and ever. Amen.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow our head and pray?
主啊，人的话语何等的有限。
Oh, how limited, Lord, are men's words.
人的话也何等不完全。
And how incomplete they are.
主啊，给我们一个智慧和启示的灵。
O Lord, grant us this wisdom, this spirit of wisdom and understanding.
开我们里面的眼睛。
O enlighten our inner eyes.
就让我们真知道我们的恩召有何等大的指望。
So that we will truly know what is the great hope of our calling.
你在圣徒中得的基业何等丰盛的荣耀。
And what are the riches of the inheritance that you have in all the saints?
你的能力在信的人身上又显得完全
And also, what is the greatness of your power that you have toward those who believe?
主啊，但愿唯独我们神的大能能够坚固我们的心。
Oh Lord, through your great power that you would strengthen, establish our heart.
将我们可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底。
So that we would hold fast to the end the boasting and the confidence.
把那起初确实的信心坚持到底。
To hold fast to the faith all the way to the end.
主不叫我们丢弃那勇敢的心。
So that we not cast away the brave heart.
得着这个心的必能得到大的赏赐。
Because who has the stuff of his heart will receive the great reward.
所以我们要忍耐,
therefore, we need to persevere.
这等到主的再来,
until the Lord's coming.
主你必快来,
Lord, you are coming quickly.
赏罚在你, 赏罚在你, 你要照着个人所行的报应他,
and the word is with you, and you will pay to everyone according to his work.
你是首先的, 末后的, 你是阿拉法, 你是欧美伽, 你是死, 你是终。
You're the first, you're the end, you're the beginning, you're the end, you're the Alpha, you're the Omega.
主你在我们中间动摇善功, 你必成就这功。
Lord, you have started a good work and that you will complete.
甚至相信因着至高, 这神的慈爱, 我们必不动摇。
And because of the God's grace and mercy, we shall not be moved.
在这万物继续静摇的时候, 我们警醒祷告, 谨慎持守。
At this very end time, let us all be sober in spirit and have this sound mind.
主让我们的信心格外的加增，爱心也越发的增多。
That we would abound in love and faith.
彼此相爱，爱众人的心都能够增加。
And increase in the brotherly love and loving all.
好叫我们主耶稣来的时候，我们能够信心坚固。 没有瑕疵无可玷污的朝见我们的大君。So
that when the Lord comes, that our faith is established without any blemish, that we could worship the great King.
保守你的教会。Keep
your church.
主啊，你撤回，你毁坏，你倾倒，你也栽种，你也建立。Lord,
you pull down, you destroy, but also you build and you perfect.
用水洗着道。 把教会洗净，成为一个荣耀的教会。
And you will make a glorious church through the washing of the water by the word.
感谢主，愿这些话不突然返回。Lord,
we give thanks to you. May all these words will not return in vain.
我们能够以你的心为心。So
let the mind of yours be in our heart.
复兴你的教会在这些年间，复兴你的教会在这些年间，这些年间显出。
Revive your church in these days, and among in your churches, revive, show your work.
荣耀都归给你。
Glory be all unto you.
祝福归给你的百姓。
And blessings unto your people.
听孩子的祷告, 信耶稣基督的名。
Hear your child's prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We thank our Lord and our brothers for speaking to us these encouraging words.